The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access. Your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix, Tempur-Pedic, and Comcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Bears All Access. Jim Miller and Tom Thayer with you. Zach Zaidman, a well-deserved vacay, but we've got plenty to get to over the next 60 minutes here on Bears All Access. We will be joined shortly by Bears new safety, Ryan Mundy, is going to join us online. Plus, a lot of news around the National Football League concerning some players the Bears may face here in the upcoming 2014 season. Also, we are going to have our Ask Tom segment, 312-644-6767, but right now let's go out to the guest line because we are going to welcome in our first guest this evening. He is a terrific safety, and he is doing all kinds of great things off the field and a tremendous acquisition this offseason for the Chicago Bears. So let's welcome in Ryan Mundy to the show. Ryan, you're on with Jim Miller, Tom Thayer, Bears All Access. How's your offseason going, stud?
Thanks for having me, guys. So far, it's going well. I've been out here in Chicago since off-season workouts started in April, and it's been a great experience for me. Getting to know my new teammates, new coaches, and getting familiar with my new surroundings. Everybody's been very welcoming, so it's been a great experience so far. And also, the city is amazing as well. So we're off to a good start.
Well, let's stick with football a little bit, Ryan. Let's go from start to stop. You have the beginnings of your new career here in Chicago, and then you conclude minicamp. Did you feel at the conclusion of minicamp that at the start of training camp you're going to line up with the first team when they take that first rep, a 7-on-7 or on teamwork or whatever?
Yeah, I think all indications point towards that way. I've taken every first team rep throughout the OTA sessions. And even through mini camp. So, I'm comfortable with that. But, I understand that it's a competition. And I think it's been well documented throughout this offseason that they're looking to put the best two safeties out there on the field. So I'm doing everything that I can to put myself in the best position to be one of those safeties and, help us achieve our goals for the 2014 season.
Well, Ryan, here you're entering your seventh year in the National Football League. You got a world championship ring under your belt when you participated with the Pittsburgh Steelers in Super Bowl 43. And just where do you feel you're at in your career right now? Is it time to take the next step, the next big jump in terms of your NFL career as a safety?
Oh, I believe so. I feel like I'm really just starting to enter my prime. Last year was a great year for me, being in New York with the opportunity that was presented. I felt like I did everything that I could and made the most of that opportunity. And now, moving forward and coming here to Chicago, like I said before, I feel like I'm entering my prime. But, going into year seven, you hear somebody say they're entering their prime. But coming into the league, I was came into a unique situation where, I was playing behind potentially the best safety duo in the National Football League and Ryan Clark and Troy Polamalu. So there was little to no chance that I was going to unseat either one of those guys, but it was a great learning experience for me. Taught me a lot, not only on the field, but also how to be a professional and a great man off the field. So I'm looking to just take everything that I've learned and accumulated throughout these past 6 years and put it on display this year.
Ryan, I want to keep building on that word learning because you have a lot to learn to accomplish your own goals and your own job. I go out there every day to OTA, and then I see him include music, and then I see a rookie safety and a rookie cornerback back there. What does that do for not only your learning process but the communication ability across the defensive backboard?
I think that makes us all sharper. That gives us a certain level of accountability. Because the two rookies that you're referring to, but also I'm kind of like a rookie coming into this new system, learning terminology and learning the specifics of the defense. So it makes everybody on the field accountable to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And we had some lapses, maybe a player or two here throughout the offseason, but that's going to happen. But I think we're moving in the right direction. The coaches are coaching us very hard. Coach Tucker, Coach Harris, and Coach Hokes are doing an outstanding job of making sure that, we communicate and we're in the right spots to, put ourselves in a position to make plays.
Well, I mentioned you've had a busy offseason. You're learning a new city, a new system, a new team, new teammates, and what do? You go out and shoot a video as well. I want to let all the listeners know you can go to www.ryanmundy.com, and it's a video called The Process, and it's an interesting video. I just watched it, Ryan, and you're really talking about a new purpose where you see yourself at, and not to mention you and your lovely wife Jillian are expecting your second child. So it has been a busy off season for you. And
yeah,
let's talk about the video a little bit. Why? What interested you in shooting the video?
It's been a very busy off season. We also just moved into our new house last week. So if it's not one thing, it's the next. But just going into my seventh year is kind of like I said before, I'm coming into my prime, and it was a maturing process. And actually last week I spoke at the rookie symposium on a panel called with the topic of defining success. And to me, success is a process. It's not necessarily a destination, or, you have specific goals and objectives along the way to help you measure your progress. But success to me is a process, and it's a set of characteristics and beliefs and agreements and values that you have made with yourself to help you along the way. So regardless of what situation you're faced with, or whatever situation you're put in, the characteristics and the values that you've developed throughout your life can help you walk away from those situations with a positive outlook and moving forward.
You know, Ryan, it is an incredible journey that, the process is your journey, but the incredible ability to stay involved in professional sports and still go to the academic process of the Wharton School of Business, Notre Dame, the executive workshop that you went through with the Giants. Why did you do that? And do you give that message to the younger guys to say, look, you have to have more on your plate than just your cleats and tape around your ankles?
Well, going into my seventh year, I got married 2 years ago, had a daughter 2 years ago, about to have another baby. That definitely puts some perspective in your life. And, I've seen a lot of people come and go throughout my 7 years in the NFL. I think I'm the last man standing of my 2008 draft class with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it's been that way for maybe 2 years or so. But you just understand that this game is not forever. So, I spent my whole life preparing to accomplish the dream of coming into the NFL and playing. And I realized that dream at the age of 23, and my goal is to play 10 years at least. So I'll be 33. So when I'm 33, I've accomplished my life's goals that I put all this hard work and energy into. But now I'm 33 and I'm still a young man. So just trying to think a little bit outside the box and start preparing for life after football. But, my priorities are definitely still in chat. Football is definitely something that I take very seriously, and I prepare day in and day out. So it's a fine line. And I think as you become older, you learn how to balance those priorities, and still, when you need to focus your energy and attention on one thing, you do that, but you're also able to do the next. And I think a few guys in our locker room are doing an outstanding job of that, and I'm really learning from them as well. Guys like Martellus and Brandon Marshall definitely stood out to me. So, I'm just trying to follow their lead and learn a little bit from them as well.
Well, it's interesting, Ryan. I was down at the rookie symposium. I heard you talk to all the rookies that were down there, and you were one player that did take advantage of the resources that are out there, or the programs offered by the National Football League, the executive workshop program through the New York Giants that Tom just mentioned. Do you think players are more engaged now? Because here, you took advantage of those programs, and there's so many resources available. Do you think players are willing to become more well-rounded and more worldly, so to speak, so they can prepare themselves for life after football?
I hope so. I would like to think so. The NFL does a great job of offering resources and tools that help you outside of the game. But I think it's just so much just how to make your mark and accomplish your dream within the game that sometimes things can get a little blurry, and then you end up not being developed enough outside of the game to really handle that transition well. But I think more and more as we move forward, guys are becoming more aware of the programs that are offered. And all I can do is just speak how my experience was. And I had a great experience at the Wharton School last year with the program that the New York Giants put on this past offseason before I signed with the Bears. And also the program at Notre Dame that I attended in April. Those were three great experiences for me that helped things put them in perspective for me. So I get the wheels turning a little bit for life after football.
You know, and that's what it's all about, life after football. When you're talking about 33, 34 years old, there's a long time to go. But, Ryan, you got your seventh year in the league. You've been in a lot of really popular locker rooms. You got Twitter, you got Facebook, you got LinkedIn, you got Instagram, you got YouTube. How do you convey the message to the young guys that you have to have some responsibilities with all that outing of yourself that you're doing? How can you put that message of responsibility across the locker room?
I think it's about knowing who you are as an individual. A lot of times guys end up being who people want them to be. And it's a fine line between, you know, having that social responsibility but still maintaining some sort of individuality. And, you know, when I got off the stage and some guys came up to me at the symposium, I was like, you know, at the symposium, they're telling you everything, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. So you're kind of getting bounced around like a ping pong. Well, a pinball, and you're like, well, what can I do and who can I be? So it's a fine line between figuring out, you know, who I am as an individual, but also understanding the responsibility that you have representing your family, representing the team that you play for, representing your school, representing your friends, representing the NFL. There's a lot of things that when people see you, they're going to associate you with. So you always have to be mindful of that.
Got to have that balance, no doubt. Joined by newest Bears safety, Ryan Mundy, on Bears All Access, Tom Thayer, Jim Miller. And, well, do you have your youth football camp already with Steve Breston? You hold an annual event every summer, it sounds like, to help the youth of Woodland Hills High School over there in Pittsburgh. So when's that coming up?
That will be July 12th, and that'll be our fourth annual camp. And that's something that Steve and I take a lot of pride in, you know, our high school, because for a long time, for about two or three years, the past two or three years, we had the most players on active NFL rosters out of any high school in the country. So we take a lot of pride in where we come from. Football is very big in our area. So, you know, that's just one of the ways that we like to give back and make an impact in the community. Steve does a lot of other stuff within the community. I do a turkey drive around Thanksgiving, looking to get some more events on throughout different dates on the calendar year. But, you know, we're always active and engaged in the community. And with me being in Pittsburgh for 5 years, I did tons of work just going out, speaking to the kids, making sure that they were getting ready for the test and, you know, making sure that they were on the right path.
You know, Ryan, it seems like you're very good at accomplishing goals. How is it to go to two different colleges? Because you went to Michigan and then you still had eligibility left, and then you went to West Virginia. What type of transition is that like? And is there any similarities to go from one professional locker room to the next, to go from a major college to another major college?
I think when I went through the transfer process, from Michigan to West Virginia, the biggest difference was going from Ann Arbor to Morgantown. Those are like two different ends of the spectrum. But, you know, in every time that I've been in a new situation or a new locker room or a new city, I've been an experienced player. When I left Michigan, I had already graduated, spent 4 years there, so I knew how to function in the locker room, knew how to come in and be a leader, work hard and fit in. And the same could be said when I left Pittsburgh to come to New York, and now coming to New York and Chicago. I know how to enter locker rooms, get along with guys, you know, let them know that I'm here to work and put my best foot forward to help our team accomplish our goals. So, you know, that, I'm no stranger to that. And every time that, you know, I've been in that situation, it's always been worked out very well for me.
Well, Ryan, obviously the Bears signed Adrian Wilson. I don't think you've ever crossed paths with him before, but when he's healthy, he's been a very productive player in the National Football League. Just early thoughts on Adrian, and is there something left in the tank for the big fella?
I have no clue on what's left in the tank, but, you know, any time that a player of his caliber and the accolades that he's achieved throughout his career comes on the team, I'm sure, you know, he could offer something in some form of capacity. And I really don't get into commenting too much on the decisions that the leadership makes. But, you know, they obviously feel like he can come in and help us. So the more the merrier.
You know, Ryan, it seemed like there's a lot of enthusiasm out at the OTA practices and minicamp. And it seemed like all the personalities between Jared Allen and Willie Young and Lamar Houston, and everybody was involved in that. Is that the same process that you are feeling throughout that whole deal, that you guys were building camaraderie, you're getting to understand each other, and a lot of that enthusiasm is real?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We had a lot of new faces out there on defense, and so I think we came together well. for the amount of time that we had to work together. You know, we have a lot of experienced players, a few rookies sprinkled in here and there, and then you had the guys who have been here for a very long time, like Peanut and Lance, who've been playing at a Pro Bowl level for a very long time. It's a good mix. And, you know, the coach, like I said before, the coaches have been, you know, working us extremely hard on the finer points of the game, making sure that we take care of the little things before we get to the big things. So I'm excited. After minicamp finished, I was like, I think we're moving in the right direction. The arrow's pointing up for our defense. That's what it's all about. We have a great opportunity ahead of us to rebound from a down year last year defensively and go out there and prove a lot of people wrong. And we're excited about that challenge.
Well, Ryan, good luck with the video. Encourage all the listeners out there, go to www.ryanmundy.com. It's called The Process. It's really just a look at him being a husband, a father, a businessman, and how he's prepared to take on new challenges in his life. You can also follow Ryan on Twitter, at RMundy29 is the Twitter handle. So good luck with the football camp. It sounds like 200 kids who are getting a free clinic. They're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. And what are you planning for the 4th of July, Ryan? What else you got going on in your life since since you seem to be a complete lazy head sitting on the couch?
Well, actually, today is my wife's birthday. So I'm actually out grabbing a bite to eat in downtown Chicago. We did the whole architecture tour on the Chicago River earlier. So now we're about to grab a bite to eat with our daughter and then call it a night, head back home. And then I'm not sure, we'll probably come back down here tomorrow and enjoy the 4th of July festivities for the rest of the weekend.
Well, great. Well, thanks for joining us, and good luck to you and your wife on the birth of your second child. So congratulations from that standpoint as well, and have a safe and happy Independence Day. But thanks for a little bit of your time.
Thank you, Ryan.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Bears new safety, Ryan Mundy, everybody. And, man, he's got a lot going on, Tom. We'll come back, digest it all, get into some topics. And, of course, we still got our Ask Tom segment. It's going to be coming up, too. So 312-644-6767. Before we hit the break, make sure you see the Chicago Bears gear up for the first time at Soldier Field this year. Tickets on sale now for the 2014 Chicago Bears Meyer Family Fest presented by Chase on Saturday, August 2nd. Visit ChicagoBears.com to get tickets. More to come right after this. Welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Jim Miller and Tom Thayer with you. Got plenty of news to get to around the National Football League. And, of course, we've got our Ask Tom segment where you can win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. And Tom and I are wishing everybody out there a safe and happy Independence Day. And Tom, we went right to Bears new safety, Ryan Mundy, as the show kicked off there. And, you know, he brings up good points. I always worry when players spread themselves a little thin. Certainly, it's important to be involved in the community. Certainly, it's important to give back to the youth out there running football. Football camps and stuff, but I always believe once that season starts, when training camp is right around the corner, you've got to get locked and loaded as a player. Well, you got to eat it, breathe it, sleep it 24/7 in terms of being a professional in the NFL. Your thoughts, Tom?
Sorry about that. I'm 100% with you. I believe in what Ryan Mundy is living through because he has so much experience behind him and a lot of experience yet to live in front of him. In everything he's doing, he's a thinker. He understands, like he says, the process or his journey, how to accomplish everything. And nothing's too fast, but he has an idea waiting in front of him. And just to make a correlation, you know, Ryan Mundy has great experiences with, like he says, some of the greatest franchises in the history of the NFL with Pittsburgh, the Giants, and the Bears now. And then you hear everything that they're being talked about with Johnny Manziel. Ryan Mundy has already lived through the process of making sure you're prepared to be an NFL player all the way to the Super Bowl. He understands the work that it takes to be prepared during the regular season, but he takes the time from the off season and he accomplishes something with it, but then he's able to transfer what he accomplishes to the football field. And I think that's the unknown with all these young kids that come into the league and they have a small snippet of football with OTAs days in minicamp, and then they have a huge shovel of football on top of them at the beginning of training camp. And can they handle it? Can they make that transition? Can they go from the academic physical side of football rather than just going into the classroom with shorts and that type of stuff?
You bring up good points, because that's where I wonder, is that the next big step for Bears young draft pick Brock Vereen out of Minnesota? Probably, as I know you've been out there to the OTAs, I don't know if there's still a first or second team right now or the competition is open, but really his next big test is putting on the pads and see how he can play physically for the Chicago Bears. And again, I always worry about, with the decrease in practice times and the number of days that they're in pads, how much tackling, you know, is it perfected with that little amount of time that you practice it? And your thoughts at the safety position for the Bears, and is it a wide open competition, or do you think they go in with some preconceived notions of who could be the starters in the 2014 season?
I think they have a depth chart, but it's all written in pencil, and the pencil has an eraser on the back end of it, because when you see them conclude mini camp and they bring a guy like Adrian Wilson, then they have the experience of Jennings from Green Bay and Ryan Monday from his NFL experience, Brock Vereen and a couple of the other guys they have out there. They have an indication from what they've been able to feed these guys in OTAs and minicamp to see how they digest the portion of it academically, and then they put more on their plate and see how they're able to digest that. But again, Jim, you know that's kind of false football. You get an understanding if guys know what their assignments are, but then the first day you go out there and you put on a helmet, shoulder pads, you have in thigh pads, hip pads, and all that, and you feel about 15, 18, 20 pounds heavier. Now you got to say, man, can my feet and ability transcend now to even a faster game with all this equipment on? So there are steps that these young guys like Brock Vereen and Fuller have to go through to make sure that, yeah, they kind of got a little bit of a sign that they belong on a NFL field. But then when training camp begins, that's when you get indication, because 11 guys running around in front of you and 22 on the field at once, it's a whole different speed to the game when you put a collision at the end of the play.
Well, do you think it's tougher for these rookies entering the National Football League now, because I mentioned the decrease in practice time? You know, and I'll go back to your days. I mean, the only way you're going to get good at run blocking is go out and do it. I think the only way you're going to get good at tackling is you got to go out and do it. And is there enough time dedicated to these young players, or is it more difficult for them in this era of football?
I think it's a lot more difficult, because you don't get the same reps from Pop Warner to grade school to high school, and that whole process. Practices are less and less, you know, impactful even on that level. So all those years of learning for us that we went through up until the point where you got into the NFL, you still don't have as much. But yeah, I'm concerned when you have these big open windows. Are you still studying? Are you lifting weights? Are you conditioning enough to go out there in every single rep you have in training camp, you can give 100%? And that's all the weeding out process. The weeding out process of professional sports has always been really ugly. But again, you can lessen the chances of being weeded out if you are prepared in every way, shape, or form they ask of you at training camp. If you go to training camp and you need 3 days, 4 days, 5 days to get in shape, you're so far behind, you're not on the depth chart.
Well, I'm glad you brought up weeding out, because there is some news out there in the National Football League that relates to the Chicago Bears, and I'm wondering if Deion Jordan, the defensive end outside linebacker from the Miami Dolphins, is trying to weed himself out, as the NFL has suspended the Dolphins defensive end for 4 ball games for violating the league's performance enhancing substance policy. And I bring this up because the Bears play the Miami Dolphins at home October 19th. He'll already be back with the Miami Dolphins at that point. But, you know, impact, because that's one less pass rusher who probably is not going to be up to snuff as the Bears face the Miami Dolphins, as I mentioned,
right,
October 19th.
Right, and what does it do to their team without him there? You talk about games that they're going to play when he gets back. What type of shape is he going to be in? How ready is he going to be at that point in the season? You're almost already approaching the midway point. Again, you know, when these guys that are counted on by their coordinator, because they're going to set up a devised scheme because your specific abilities, and now they know when they can capitalize on those abilities early in the season when offenses aren't 100% in sync, you don't have that big guy there. And it is. That's a huge that's a huge void all these NFL teams have to think about during this process of having so much time off.
Well, you'd like to think the Bears may be able to take advantage of that. The number 3rd overall selection in last year's draft, and he hasn't done anything for the Miami Dolphins yet. On the reverse side, how about Brandon Marshall? Is he sleeping with the enemy over there? He's helping out Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the reason why I bring this up, because obviously Josh McCown was so successful last year in Chicago, and he's got a new hot rod in Mike Evans, who they drafted down in Tampa this year to go opposite Vincent Jackson. Reason why I bring it up, the Bears play the Tampa Bay Bucs as well, November 23rd. The news that's out there is that Mike Evans is working out with Brandon Marshall down at Fit Speed Athletic Performance in Florida. And, you know, your take on this, I think it's a good thing. You saw the strides that obviously Alshon Jeffrey made as a wide receiver working out with Brandon Marshall. And I give credit to Marshall really to share a little trade secrets. I just don't want it with the enemy, Tom. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I 100% agree with you. But hopefully for Evans is just trying to get a reflection of a professional, a guy that has put up the numbers Brandon Marshall has. And what are his workout habits when he's not being and watched by the coaches, where he doesn't have a strength coach over the top of him? He's opening the gym doors himself and walking in. And I think that's where a lot of the influence, the positive influence of Brandon Marshall can brush off. Because when you go out to practice every day with Josh McCown and the Tampa guys, you're going to have to bring that effort from yourself. The effort that Brandon Marshall brings every day, he brings it from himself. But what we've got to see since he's been here with the Bears, it's you know, reverberated around. It's you know, moved around this team. They see how Brandon works, the receivers work harder. They see how Brandon works, he puts more pressure on the defensive back. So what he can teach Evans, hopefully it'll help him throughout his professional career. But if you're going to dedicate yourself to a professional career like Brandon has, he has a lot more work ahead of him.
Well, let's just hope November 23rd at home at Soldier Field. Bears fans aren't watching Mike Evans catching jump balls from Josh McCown. We've got plenty more to come. Still have the Ask Tom segment on the other side. Going to get into the competition for the return game of the Chicago Bears. Also, the Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show starring Anthony Adams and Lindsay Petrucci, brought to you by Jimmy John's and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. Eastern Time. Fox Chicago or ChicagoBears.com/InsideTheBears. This week, Jay Cutler meets the winners of an essay contest in high school, and Nate Collins launches a clothing line with Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz. We got plenty more to come. Stick with us on Bears All Access. All right, we're back. Welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Next segment, we will open up the phone lines for our Ask Tom segment, 312-644-6767. And before we went to the break, Tom, I teased about the competition for the returning game for the Chicago Bears. Needs to be huge. Need to have a big jump in terms of the special teams. The Bears chose not to re-sign Devin Hester this offseason, who was incredible in terms of his ability to return the football. But the Bears have some good talent back there. Eric Weems, as everybody knows, he was a Pro Bowler back in 2010 as a return man for the Atlanta Falcons. Michael Spurlock and Armani Edwards joined the group. Chris Williams, an interesting player from the CFL who's had a lot of production north of the border. And Michael Ford, a guy that you and I liked last year at training camp, is going to get a little opportunity to do some returning as well. Is it an open competition, or do you think it's Weems as the leader in the clubhouse?
It's a good question. I do think it's an open competition. However, I did ask special teams coordinator Joe D. Kim a couple days before the end of camp, and I said, who is the best catcher? Pure and simple, because, you know, Jim, kickoffs, punts, if you don't catch the ball first, your return team doesn't matter. And he said Eric Weems is the most, he has the most confidence in his catching ability. So now you have a starting point. And you talk about Spurlock and the rest of these guys, and you may have some untapped potential that you don't even know about because a rookie hasn't caught it yet in a preseason game. So again, when you talk about the loss of Patrick Manley, the loss of Podlish, you know, and just the change in the game overall, I think you have to make sure that you start with a Class A snapper and a Class A catcher. And again, the ability to return is going to come, but if you don't secure the football every time it flies in the air, you could really give up some big yardages in a game.
Well, the new CBA and obviously the rule changes of moving the kickoffs to the 35, I'm just wondering if teams are thinking more field position now. Certainly Atlanta felt that they could utilize Devin Hester's speed in an indoor turf field down there in Atlanta. But I think a lot of teams saying, hey, we're not as returning as much. Let's play the field position game. And from that standpoint, Tom, I want to ask, one, is it just about hitting it where it's supposed to? So if you got to return right, return left, or return middle, is it just about the timing and the vision? As you already talked about the hands, what is most important to you in terms of the field position game? Because I think more teams in the NFL are turning to that because of the new kickoff rule.
Right. I was on kickoff return my entire career up into the last game, and I think you have to have a kick returner that's determined to follow the play called, because everybody is getting into an intricate design and trying to create an alley for the kick returner to get to, then he has his own responsibilities after that, and that's when you use the speed that you're gifted with. And I think if you're determined to be a freelancer and you're going to run laterally, 9 out of the 11 guys that are on the kickoff team are just as fast as any returner, so you're not going to be outrunning these guys. It is the determination of the returner to sit behind this devised scheme. Every time you go on a return, of whether a punt return or a kickoff return, you have an exact, you do not have just a general vicinity you want to get to. You have an exact shoulder position, head placement of every blocking assignment, and that's where you need to get to. And I think for me as a Bears fan and as a broadcaster, one of the frustrating aspects of Devin in recently is his desire to freelance rather than to just find the punt return or the kickoff return called.
It's interesting because the Bears signed Michael Spurlock and Armani Edwards June 3rd. It was one week after Dominique Hickson unfortunately went down, lost for the season with a torn ACL, because Dominique Hickson was an outstanding returner for the New York Giants before he got hurt. Want to talk a little bit about Michael Ford, because he's probably the thickest of all those returners. And I remember playing for Dick Duran in Chicago. We used a running back in our return game because we wanted to play the field position game. Talk about maybe Michael Ford and where his growth could be as a running back and as a returner, because I thought he was impressive last year in preseason returning kickoffs.
Physical skills, he's in line with anybody out there that's on this roster that has the ability to play running back. He's got the great innate, he does have the innate ability to see how the hole is going to open up and how blocks are going to unfold in front of him. Then the process comes where you have to make sure you're 100% sure on every one of your assignments, that you can pick up linebackers or defensive backs if they're coming on a blitz type of challenge that you have. And you just have to be so mentally in tune with the game that you never have an assignment of failure. I think Michael Ford has all the physical gifts to be a contributor on this football team. Again, we're talking about Matt Forte, who has all the gifts. But again, I think Michael Ford is still going to be challenged because, you know, you can get a rookie running back that can show a spark. You can get a young guy that really knows and understands how to block against your blitz pickup assignments and stuff. And sometimes that's what, you know, doesn't allow these running backs to make a team. They do have skills. They have great ability to run the ball, but there's so many other assignments you have to have in these days with the difficulty of the offense and then the assignments they challenge you with.
Yeah, and you think of him when he was at LSU. He was second in the SEC in kickoff returns in 2012. And also, obviously, the Bears drafted Kadeem Carey, so could be a big, big training camp for Michael Ford. The Bears third on the depth chart in terms of a running back, but special teams is going to be his ticket, no doubt. When we come back, we are going to open up Ask Tom, 312-644-6767. Light him up and hop on board. Also, register today at priceless.com/Chicago for MasterCard's Priceless Chicago, a collection of amazing experiences available exclusively to MasterCard cardholders. All right, we're back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Jim Miller and Tom Thayer, we've got you for about 20 more minutes. And As promised, the Ask Tom segment. 312-644-6767. As mentioned earlier, Zach Zaidman off, taking a well-deserved vacay, resting up for a training camp. We couldn't even get him to call in to be the judge.
What is he resting up from and for?
I don't know. Must be a big Independence Day for him tomorrow, Tom. You know what I'm saying? Well, we'll see how it goes. But Zach will be back in a couple weeks. And we are going to open up the phone lines for the Ask Tom segment. Again, 312-644-6767. And you can win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. So let's go right to the phones. Let's go out to Jose, who's joining us from Deerfield. What's
hey,
up, Jose?
Good evening, gentlemen. I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, since this team has a lot of experienced veterans, but they're banking on the youth to make a step up based on what they did in the draft. How did you guys prepare for your first training camp in the NFL, and what are these kids going to go through to make a name for themselves for this team and winning the respect of their teammates?
Man, it's a lot different because there's a closer watchful eye on us as we are getting ready to go into training camp. You know, everything about these guys as the initial evaluation is over. They went through all that process before they draft them. Then they went through the OTAs to get them inside the classroom, got them on the football field a little bit, then did the final evaluation of minicamp. I think for us, it's just a process of making sure that you're physically prepared so you can go through the demands of the training camp. We never had the luxury of going through the classroom portion of it, so you'd be a little bit more prepared. We had to go right from a blank chalkboard right to the field.
Let's go out to William, who's joining us from Plano. What's going on, William?
Hey, William.
Hey there, Tom. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Okay, real good. Tom, my question is this. With the pieces that the Bears have as far as defense is concerned, will we ever see the 46 defense ever again?
That's a good question. You know, I think you have to have a dominant defensive lineman. You know, when the Bears had the luxury of having Hampton McMichael and Richard Dent, and then if you look at Buddy Ryan when he used it with a guy like Reggie White and stuff, if you have that dominator, then I think it's a defense that you can use. You have to get an immediate pressure to the quarterback because quarterbacks and some offensive coordinators kind of figured out a little bit what's the process to be successful against the 46 defense. Dan Marino did it a little bit against the Bears, but I think if that right personnel comes up, I don't think anything is off the table.
Well, that's a great point, Tom, because I think it is getting your best 11 guys on the field. Teams still run variations of it, like
yes,
in certain
yeah, they
situations,
do.
But I'll go back to, remember when Detroit, they had Luther Ellis, Tracy Scroggins, Robert Porche. They actually ran a lot of 46 because they had those were their best 11 guys. So they just said, hey, let's put them out on the field.
When you had the Vikings with Chris Dolman and Keith Millard and Henry Thomas and Al Noga and that group of guys, too, that they were able to morph into some different fronts. And I think if you want to take a guy and you had the luxury of having a guy like Ndamukong Suh, I think he gives you the ability to run a lot of defenses up front that have some variations to them.
Really good question, William. Let's go out to Wayne, who's joining us from Pontiac. Wayne, you're up.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
You were just talking about who we're going to use for running the punt and kickoff returns. How about the new guy we got, Jordan Lynch? What do you think about that? And that's my question. Go Bears.
That's a good question. I think Jordan Lynch has the athletic capability to do anything on the field. Because of his size and his strength and everything, he'll probably first being judged in an impact position where he's a personal protector to a ball carrier, where he's a blocker of some substance at a position. Jordan does have the size, but I think there's a couple of other guys that have more reps right now than Jordan. But hey, don't count him out of anything. I think Jordan has the desire and the ability to try to do anything on a field.
312-644-6767 for our Ask Tom segment. If you call in and get the winning question, you can get a gift certificate to Sports Authority. So let's go out to Steve, who's joining us from Indiana. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Go Bears!
You know it.
My question is with this, what they did down with Marshall, everybody went down to Florida. Forte, Cutler, Jeffrey went on down there. With this camaraderie that the head coach Kessman has created, and with the new offense coming in its second year, how much more should we see from the offense of being even more explosive this year and being more in sync. So we see a lot more ball movement than what we did last year. That's my question.
I think as excited as you were and we were about the offense last year from beginning to end, I think you have that same ability this year, and you're going to have differences. When you have the ability to have the repetitiveness of the offense said to the same 11 guys for over a period of time, they play faster. They understand the information better. Jay is not thinking about the information that's coming out of his mouth. He knows the information coming out of his mouth. And those little subtleties bring speed to the offense. And then you try to take this terminology of the offense and transform it into a no-huddle offense, maybe a one-word command offense, and then you start putting pressure on your opponent according to their lack of ability or skill at certain positions. So again, with Coach Tressman, with Jay Cutler, with this offense in motion, that motion should be sped up and make it more difficult when they do have challenges across the line of scrimmage that they can take advantage of.
And Steve, Tom, and I already talked about the decreased practice time, new rules in the National Football League. You see more and more players taking ownership and doing some things on their own away from the facility. When we come back, we will continue with Ask Tom. 312-644-6767. But you can join the Chicago Bears Kids Club. Brought to you by Papa John's. Members have access to events, contests, and opportunities to meet Bears players, as well as chances to win Bears tickets. All you have to do is sign up at chicagobears.com/kidsclub. More to come right after this. Welcome back to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Tom Thayer, Jim Miller here, wishing all of you to have a safe and happy Independence Day tomorrow. So enjoy 4th of July, and obviously give a big thank you to all our veterans out there, the men and women that serve this great country so we can have the freedoms that we do. And Tom, we had a great call to end the last segment, the Ask Tom segment. Steve in Schererville, Indiana, asked about the Marshall workouts. Really where I want this to go, and we will announce the winner of the Ask Tom segment right before the end of the show. I want to get to what Matt Cavanaugh, the quarterback's coach, told CSNChicago.com concerning Jay Cutler. He said, "I've seen incredible progress. When he got here in the last year and we evaluated him, we had a real good conversation with him about certain things that every quarterback should do. And he said he's changed a lot of things and he's embraced it. He said from how he holds the ball to how he lines up in the gun to how he drops back to how his throwing base is and his follow-through. Every little fundamental we've talked to Jay Cutler about, he's embraced, and it's like night and day concerning the Bears starting quarterback." Maybe talk about what you've seen out there at the OTAs. I know Jay is bulked up to hopefully answer the injury history that he's had, but just year two of Jay Cutler and his mechanics, because people can say, "Oh, he's 8 years in the league," but you can get better every single offseason on your fundamentals if you're a quarterback or any other player in the NFL.
You know, and I think Matt Cavanaugh is great to get the message across, because I think when you look at the expressions coming from Jay's face when Matt is relaying information to him on the practice field, it is an eye-to-eye contact. It's an understanding. But when they're going through the drills that have a little bit of fun to them, there is a relaxed look on his face. It's about the footwork. It's about the ball placement, where it is and your retreat from center. In everything that Matt asks him to go through, he does it at full speed. And then it's a reflection of the guy first in line doing everything full speed and how it trickles down to the last guy in line. And that's where they need Jay to be an influence. He needs to be a positive influence in the locker room and around his teammates, and I think he's grown into that responsibility. We've all seen signs of it throughout his career, how he has had to grow through that. But when you get to see Jay around his teammates, when you get to see him in a friendlier state of mind than maybe you saw him when he initially got here. But that's the part of the process of inviting getting to know a locker room, being a part of a locker room, offense, defense, being a part of a locker room outside only your position. And I think Jay has shown incredible growth and potential, but I do think we're only going to see what his potential is maybe this year in the future because of if he has consistency in his offense and his coaching.
Yeah, because it's interesting, because I was reading some of the criticism of this article, and I just don't get it. Here Tom Brady has been in the league a long time. He's seeing a quarterback specialist, Tom House, who's an Major League Baseball pitcher, to work on his fundamentals and mechanics. And, you know, I just wonder if that criticism will ever stop of Jay Cutler, because here he's trying to work on his craft, work on his fundamentals, and the ceiling is still so high for him. And you just wonder if he'll ever be considered into that quote-unquote elite quarterback in the game. Maybe talk about that a little time.
You know what? It's kind of funny you bring that up, because listening around, they did have these tiers of quarterbacks, and I think they had Jay in the third tier quarterback along with a guy like Cam Newton. And Jay, with the inconsistencies he's had in coaching, has never really been able to capitalize on consistency. And when you look at my process through, we had the same offensive line coach and the same five offensive linemen for 7 years. And you get to know everything about the system, about your teammates. You know how they walk, breathe, move, the decisions they're going to make when a defense shifts an instant before the ball is snapped. You don't have to have any communications. And I think that was a luxury for us. And I don't know if that's a luxury that Jay has ever known throughout his career, of, you know, having Brandon and Alshon for a few years in a row with Matt Forte saying the same terminology out of his mouth to the same guys that mean the same thing. I think you can't overstate how important it is to have the consistency in your terminology, your coaching, and your teammates.
Yeah, I'm excited for Jay Cutler in 2014, year two in Mark Trestman's system. So we do have a winner for the Ask Tom segment, William from Plano. Great question on the 46 defense. So you, sir, win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Hard to believe our hour's already up, folks, but Tom and I will be back next week. Tom, what do you got planned for the 4th of July? You shutting it down, my friend?
No way. I'm going out to party big time. I got right now firecrackers and bottle rockets on my bike, and I'm going to head down Michigan Avenue.
All right. Well, you have a safe and happy Independence Day. And to all our listeners out there, you have a safe and happy Independence Day as well. Thanks for joining us on Bears All Access. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, Verizon, and United Airlines.